Get on Chattanooga on my ride now!
Ba weep grana weep ninny bum. Ba weep grana weep ninny bum. Ba weep grana weep ninny bum. And hello to all you guys again. This is Juan Navarro and I am finally back on the podcast doing this fucking thing. It has been way too long. We have been away. I was kept thinking, oh, it's only been a month. It's only been a month that we've been away. It hasn't been that long. Then I check it, and I've been gone since July, so yeah, it's been like 2 months, 3 months almost. I am so sorry, folks. It's just one of those things where you have so much shit going on that if you try to do anything that is worthwhile and of any importance, of any greatness, you are fucked all around because you need time. And time is a commodity I just don't have. That and money, but that's a whole other thing. But time is just a motherfucker. A lot of you guys always ask me, oh, how do you do it? How do you get the stuff done? You're such a hardworking guy, Juan. Blah, blah, blah. I have no downtime. I have no days off. Even technically today is my day off. I was doing shit. I am constant. I am always on it. There's always the next thing to be made, to do, to talk about, to put together, to plan. Blah, 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 blah. So, because of that, you know, obviously, with the opening of the comic shop, still running strong, Goblin's Heist, and just all the other stuff that we have going on, we have just been inundated. We had various cons. We had, you know, I think it was after SuperCon that I was just totally, I thought, all right, we're going to get everything straight, but we were just hit and hit and hit and hit. Part of it was sickness. Some of us got sick as hell. We had shit all the way from May, from like Chicago C2E2, still on us, like con crud. And it was just doing the ranks. Xavier got hit, John got hit, I got hit. So we're all fucked up. And just, you know, overall, it was just, you know, and that and running the shop and trying to get books together. And then next year, you know it, oh, we had Baltimore Comic Con. And then we had New York Comic Con. And then now we have Animate coming up. And it was one thing after another. I mean, I have so many things I wanted to share, so many things I wanted to put together, that hopefully this next week, what I'm going to try to do is cram everything into the week, do a bunch of daily updates, kind of get everybody vibing again. I'm going to put some of the panels that I was on at SuperCon, some of the panels I was on at Baltimore, whatever other stuff that I got, everything else, and just get it out to you guys and just, you know, overall, you know, everybody get happy. I'm very much going back to doing the podcast by myself, and it has nothing to do with anything other than I wanted to have that one podcast that was just me talking and relating stuff that I like. But I will be doing more with Xavier. We're going to probably do a separate one or one that's along the lines. So what we're going to do is truly expand the Fuakata kind of brand kind of podcasting into a couple of more different shows every week. Like that, if you don't hear me, you hear us, you'll hear the panels, you'll hear everything else that's going on. Because we have a couple of cool things. Like, we have, like, you know, another panel that we have planned. Like, we have two panels, Indie Comics panel and Animate, And then the really cool one called Roll Out with me and Martin Piero from Cosmic Times talking about our favorite fucking thing in the world, Transformers. Especially from the movie and G1 and all that other stuff. But he's super knowledgeable on his end. I am just a big lover of it on the aesthetic end. And we kind of meet in the middle and we either gush and also shit on a lot of the craziness that is Transformers because we love it so much. So that's, you know, one really cool thing. Other than that, we have just been so busy running a comic book shop. Folks, if you get out there and you have a chance, hug your local comic shop owner. Hug him and tell him, hey, you're doing a good job, buddy. Thanks for getting me that issue of whatever the fuck. Thanks for the pull list and the air conditioning and all those other good things that come with a comic shop. Because it's fucking hard, man. It's not like grueling bricklayer fucking work. But, dude, just to be on top of shit and the things that are coming out and this issue's hot and it's really fucking hard, man. I mean, that and then the gaming side of it and everything else. And I have a small shop. I have a little tiny little shop, a little good little shop in Hailey, a little small, not so big kind of shop. And it's hard. It's hard to run everything together at the same time. It got to the point that I was working pretty much 7 days a week and nonstop. I was just not giving up anything at any time. So that's the reason why I was like, I had to put my nose to the grindstone too. I had to really make it take flight. I mean, as much as you could say, well, Juan, you're just going to sit around all day and, you know, like sell comics and get to read them. And say, man, reading's like the last pit of it sometimes. I mean, a lot of it is me going out there and just making sure it works and everything. I still have to pay my bills with this and I'm not even doing that too well. So, wait, hold on. I'm going to take a sip of my beautiful Publix green tea. I don't know why I love Publix green tea so much. Very good. Very good stuff. Publix green tea, Publix chicken tenders. Oh, my God. They might as well. Publix, if you want, you know, send $100. I'll put you on the next couple of episodes. We'll talk about, you know, Publix and how great it is. It's and of supermarkets in this country, I have to admit, I think it's probably the best supermarket chain. Because I've seen other ones, man. I've seen the Kroger's. I've seen, you know, Dominick's. I've seen all those other chains. Not as good as Publix. They're all catching up to Publix. They're all starting to do stuff like Publix. Because Publix really got a cool formula going. Winn-Dixie, you guys suck. Every time I go in there, I get depressed. Get your shit together. It's me. That's just me. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there is like, but Winn-Dixie's the greatest thing in the world. Yeah, whatever. Or my favorite, but you'll save money. How much are you going to save? But there were so many things going on that are really cool. I want to get a touch on it. We had SuperCon, which was amazing, like always. It was, you cannot, I mean, that is growing and becoming the Florida convention to go to, I think. You know, you got MegaCon, and yeah, that's a popular one, and it's probably as, I guess, in a sense, a better destination for families, but if you want to go to a cool convention, SuperCon's it, because it's in Miami Beach, you're in the beach, you're in the water, there's bars, there's craziness, like, people think, oh, cosplayers, this is gonna blow their minds, like, dude, it's South Beach, what they have in just trannies will just destroy anything that you have in cosplay, so it just comes together beautifully, you know, and you get to hang out, and you get to be by the water, and you're in a nice area, and you're in these beautiful hotels, it's just a cool convention, you know. You know, MegaCon is fun, it's really good, and it has more of a family ambiance, and you're in Orlando, so you're like, oh, well, the theme parks and everything. But if you're not a theme park guy, and you're not a guy that really goes to any of those things, it's kind of a bitch. It's kind of a pain in the ass. Everything's a stretch away. There's always four or five events going on at the same time, so then when you try to go somewhere that there's a traffic like a motherfucker, that international drive, it turns into a parking lot. I mean, there's a lot of things to it. I always have fun at cons, mostly because if we see people that we know, be they're friends of Creature or friends of the shop or friends of myself. So I always have fun. I end up, you know, at some hotel bar drinking and talking shit with somebody. So I always end up having fun. But as far as craziness and coolness, yeah, SuperCon's really hard to beat. I mean, and for what it is, it's awesome. So I really dug that. After that, it was a really big dead zone for us. You know, after that, not dead zone as far as cons. Okay, so that was, like, done. And we did small bit shows here and there. And then we did the Leia Arts Festival for the Leia Arts District. I got to meet Mayor Hernandez and also Counselor Hernandez too, of City of Hialeah. We talked about Leia Arts District. We talked about a lot of things. A lot of things up our sleeve. A lot of plans. A lot of all this stuff. So it was really cool to get like that kind of politically involved kind of aspect of it. The idea of the Arts District. The idea of putting it all together. Those were all really awesome. I thought that was like, oh shit, this is cool. Like, people are reaching out. And it's funny because it's one of the things where we all like, we're like, yeah. And then we had to question it. Everybody was like, Well, why is it happening now? Why is this the thing? I mean, I think part of it is the fad of an arts district, what it brings. I think, come on. I mean, come down to it. You say you're not in an arts district. There's ways of making money. You buy up land. You build some stuff. You charge outrageous prices, and you make your money walk away. For a lot of people, that's a way of doing it. But if you want to have a good foundation that builds it up more and brings in something that is long-lasting, a lot of these guys are doing it. There are a lot of them are planning it. Because I think, unlike other places where it's about the transient, about the guy who comes in and wants to put money and walk out, or just make their money and get out, this is more about people that live here already, like myself, and have lived here all their lives. And like, I've been in Hialeah for a long, long, long time. I lived in a couple other places, but I've been in Hialeah. I'm born and raised here. So to me, it's not a joke if you want to do that, because there's all these talents, all these amazing fucking people. And so I thought it was such an amazing idea. And this is the second one that they put together. And the guys that are putting it together are amazing. Commissioner Councilman Hernandez was super cool. We got to meet on a separate occasion with Engage Miami. And I thought it was really neat. The guy has his head on straight. So I think it's just positivity going forward. You know, I think it's just it's going to be as good as we make it. I think that's what's going to be. So I'm working with George Monet and Brujeria, which is going to be a bar that they're building there, which is a multifaceted bar that we have talked about. We talked about it with the mayor, and we talked about it with other people. And it was really cool and interesting. It was one of those things where I think we're in a – again, it's a vision. And I think if it works out, if we can get 50% of that vision, I think it will be awesome. But it's something that we can really move forward. So that's exciting too, and I'm super happy to be part of that. So I think we're in a great place. Like, we all have where we want to go, what we want to do. I think now it's just a matter of putting our heads together. I mean, you know, everybody's sitting at the table ordering food. No one's looking at the check. So I mean, we all want stuff, but who's paying for it in the end? How are we gonna get the capital? How are we gonna do it? I think it's gonna get there. But it's going to take a while, you know? Other than that, I mean, then after the Leia Arts District, I think that's when we got sick. Well, I think I was sick before, and then I got re-sick again. And then we had so many other things going on and shows and this and that. And then Baltimore Comic Con, we had that. That was Retailer Summit and some other stuff. That was fun. That was cool. Not a great show. I will tell you that right now. Not for us as publishers. We were not happy. 6 years of doing this, I've never taken such a hit. Like Baltimore. I swear, I felt like, I mean, part of me was my thinking, maybe I'm still sick, my head's stuffy, maybe I'm not coming off right, maybe I have a bad face, I don't know. But I think overall, it looked like we were trying to sell bags of shit to people, and I thought it was us, but then I talked to other people, and they were doing the same thing, and when I looked around, it's like, yeah, you know, after looking, talking to one of the vendors, he goes, yeah, look around, everybody's, you know, walking around with empty hands, you know? They're not buying anything. So we were just like, okay, we were flabbergasted at that. We had a good time, and it was great to be there, but it was such a punch. On the flip side, New York Comic Con, as always, amazing, great, kick-ass fucking show. It's just one of those things, and it's funny, because I think this year, being part of the comic book shop and saying, all right, I'm going to go get exclusives for my customers, and I'm going to go get some word out, I'm going to go, you know, get some cool stuff and talk to people. And I just saw, like, you could not do it all. Like, don't ask me about a fucking Funko exclusive at New York Comic Con. Just don't, because that was not going to happen by any way or means at all. So because of that, you know, just don't even know. There was just line. There were lines to get into lines. You had to get a ticket to get into a line to get to the thing. And it's just ridiculous. It was just the exclusives are just... just besides the point. It's like, there's no point for it, you know? Other than that, though, there were a lot of cool stuff. I got to meet Robert Rodriguez, Kevin Eastman. They were signing TMNT. I got to give him some of my books. Hopefully I think we've talked to Robert Rodriguez in so many different ways. Like, we've gotten books to him. We've had friends of friends talk to him about us that have had deals with him directly. And you know, hopefully, you know, he didn't seem to recognize the creature name, but, you know, hopefully after a while he'll be like, hey, these creature guys keep coming up. Maybe I should do something with them. So we tried the El Rey Network. We've done a bunch of stuff to, you know, trying to see if we can garner some attention. And hopefully something will come about. Other than that, yeah, so that was, you know, that was really cool. Treated us awesome. We did up great as always. We always do lovely at New York. The people at Reed Pop, you are fucking amazing. It's just really well-run con. Like, you know, again, it's one of those cons. Like, again, you've done other cons. But, like, you know, the same thing. It's just a cool convention. There's a lot of shit going on. You don't have to just go with the mainstream of what's going on. There's just so much. You just show up and there's cool shit going on. Kind of like how SuperCon is. You know, you just walk into a room. You're like, what is this? Oh, it's Dana Snyder screaming crazy shit about Disney. Oh, okay, cool. That's, you know, SuperCon. New York Comic Con, it's just walk into a room and there's all this crazy shit going on. So I totally enjoyed it as always, and I thought it was super great. What else? Nothing more than that. And then, you know, with the comic shop has been just, you know, getting in line, the sales, getting subscribers, trying to get a nice base of subscribers for the shop. So, you know, we have that returning, you know, customer base, and they're returning. A lot of people are, it's hard for them to, like, get married to a comic book. I understand, you know, I say, hey, I'm going to pick up number one, but I don't know about number two. Okay, well, read number one, let me know, you know? But then, like, by issue four, they'll be like, hey, can I get 1 through 5? We're like, oh, man, where the hell were you before? You know, the supporter book and stuff like that. But what I've really been proud of is the fact that we've been able to get people excited and into various independent books. You know, Tokyo Ghost, Diesel, Fight Club 2, Humans, all these books we've been able to get people into. Now Descender, Low, and it's great because sometimes you get one guy into it, then he talks to the other guy, and then the other guy gets it. Next thing you know, you have a group of people, and now I'm ordering Saga. Everybody's getting it, and that's me because I'm a huge, huge fan of Saga. So to see it out there, to get it out there, I'm like the first one, like, here, take this copy. It's yours now. So it's amazing, you know. It just is so, you know, one of the things you guys have to understand, the biggest thing with a comic book shop is you got to be ahead of the curve. You got to get all this stuff, and you got to be on it. And it's so much money. Like, you can get just so much money. You go buy all these things, sell them, and then you go back to buy more of the things, and it's even more than ever. And so you're constantly picking up more and more stuff. And you need more green tea. I have a thing now with my vocal cords. If I talk too long, I start coughing. I got that from New York. It's been there for a while now. I have, like, this itch that comes in. Luckily, my girl gives me all these, like, different essential oils and stuff to breathe in, and it relieves it, but it'll come back on occasion, especially, you know, when I'm talking and droning for this long. So, yeah, so it's been great. You know, the summer was awesome, and then September became a crushing halt, and, you know, all of a sudden we were kind of out of stuff, and there wasn't really interesting books that were out, and most of the indies were on issue 2s or 3s, so we were, like, kind of, those last 2 weeks of September. And then, bam, Magic the Gathering, Battle for Zendikar comes out, you know, Stampede. And then all the Marvel books start coming out. And Marvel is just, you know, right now, if you're an indie and you're trying to put a book out, I feel bad for you. It is so fucking hard. Because even I, as an owner, I have to go and get my customers what they want. So if I go and sit there and say, well, I could get 20 copies of this fucking book from Marvel, or I could get 15 and get 5 of these indies, I might shortchange somebody that wants those Marvel books. And I want them to get into the indie book, and I will get them into it. It takes me a while, but I get them into it. But man, you know, it's such a hard thing to do that order and make sure and fill it in and everything else. It's a lot of decision making. For some people, they don't give a fuck. For me, it's a big deal because I do want to curate my shop. I want my shop to be something you guys love, you guys like going in there, and that's you know, I got another thank you the other day. A guy came in and he says, thank you for opening this shop. So sick of driving so far away to get my books. There's a cool little place. You know, if anything, we have a lot of people hang out and talk, and now people have become friends and hung out, and, you know, it's been cool, you know, to see that relationships develop from being there. Guys that meet playing Magic the Gathering are now hanging out outside of the shop, and, you know, and the guys that meet, you know, for one thing, and one guy will influence another one on a book, you know, all of a sudden, you know, everybody will jump on a book like Diesel or something like that. So it's cool to see that, and that's what I really wanted, to create that scene, you know, you know, that just something that some people can participate in and it can grow. But it's so hard and it's just so much money, you know. And then the struggle isn't so much making the money. We make money, but you have to reinvest constantly. And then for myself, it's what the hell am I taking home? You know, what money is in my pocket? I still have to pay my electric bill. I got to pay my, you know, telephone bill, all that other stuff. So, you know, what am I taking home? So that's the other struggle, you know. That's why, you know, it takes a lot. You know, I know in the long run it's going to be worthwhile. And hopefully, you know, for now, I mean, to be honest, I'm making ends meet by Ubering and Lyft and doing Lyft and driving people around, you know, in my car. I mean, it sucks, but it's what I got to do, you know, to make a couple extra $100 here and there just to pay the bills, you know. You know, me and my girl are struggling, but we're doing really well. And we're doing really well in the sense that we're living how we want to live, you know. But it's just so much to get out there and so much to happen. It's a long run. But, you know, if I had a hot dog stand, like I always say, if I had a hot dog stand, I think I'd be making more money. I mean, part of this, yes, is because it's a business and it makes sense and you wouldn't get into it otherwise. Because if not, it would be a charity, you know, call it something else. But the other thing is because I really love this and I have faith in it is the reason I'm doing it. So it just takes a lot of time. You cannot even fathom like thinking, oh, I'm just gonna sit back and chill out for a little bit and see how everything unfolds. No, man, it doesn't work like that at all. And anyway, you have to constantly be on it. I look at this way. There's times that I like sit down and I go, damn, my legs hurt, and I wondered why, because I haven't sat down for 7 or 8 hours. I have been behind the counter, back and forth, adjusting this, putting this, take this book out, fill this in, see what else is needed, order this, look up this, take a phone call, take a this. And when I do finally sit down, even after that, I kind of sit there going, what else do I need to do? So it's really hard. And because of this, this is the reason why you haven't seen updates to Zombie Years. You haven't seen new pages of Tommy. I've been on it. I've been drawing and I've been working. And if you see, I'm participating in October and stuff. But it's all in my sketchbook. There's stuff that's in my sketchbook and on the road. It's not sitting down and drawing like I should be drawing. That's the pain in the ass. And that's, I think, where, for me personally, a lot of times that's where my real conniption shit fucking comes out. Like, where I really start going fucking crazy. Where the depression starts setting in. Not for nothing. And it's not like, you know, boo-hoo depression. I got this fucking anger, this fucking thing when I can't draw. And it happens, you know, and it happens big time when these kind of things happen. And all of a sudden I'll notice, hey, man, 2 or 3 days pass and I haven't even doodled, you know. I have to draw. I have to be doing something. So I've been pacing myself about it. Now I'm like, you know, this is like a vitamin. I got to be on it, you know, carrying the little sketchbooks more, by, you know, doing little drawings everywhere I go, doing sketch covers and stuff like that just to get it, keep myself going, because it's not a finished piece, but it's something, I'm doing something, I can draw this while I'm, you know, waiting for somebody to come in, or while the UPS guy comes or something, but it's something, you know. What else was I going to say? So yeah, that's the main point right now, but I think now everything's calmed down, we're heading into the holidays, I still have to concentrate on the shop and everything that's going on, and that doesn't relieve me of my duties, but now at least I can set a kind of pace and routine. And with routine comes, you know, the ability to do stuff. The other thing would be, what else? Yeah, and that's it. That's pretty much what's going on right now. I mean, it's exciting, man. I'm scared out of my freaking mind. I'm not going to lie to you. There are a lot of times I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what the fuck? But it's been cool as shit, man. I've been really fucking happy with everything. It's been cool. I just, you know, Like I say, the one problem I have right now is money. And if that's the only problem I have, I'm in a good place. Because, I mean, the true measure of success is living life how you want to. And I gotta say, I'm living pretty close. You know, I still want Lamborghini bumper cars, you know. But other than that, you know, I cannot complain. I've been doing great. Just been busy. So now I want to go back to that communication. I've been, you know, all right, like I wanted to sit down and I'm like, one of the things I worked on yesterday was like, all right, email newsletter for Goblin's Heist. We're going to put that together. Okay, and now we're going to do the podcast, and we're going to put that together. And now we're going to put yada yada. You know, we just keep pumping and putting the next thing one foot in front of the other, and so that we can make that routine. And as long as we work that routine and we get that going, get it off the air, we'll be pumped and we'll stick to it. And, you know, as best as possible, we'll know we'll get to a good place. We'll to the right place, you know? And because of that, I'm kind of, like, re-energized to do things. And I have, like, so many things artistically I want to do. I have, like, all these paintings and drawings and stuff. And I've just been thumbnailing and sketching and this and that. So, like, today is, like, a day, like, I have a day off. I'm here in my studio. I'm working. I'm like, all right, cool. I got to work on this now. I got to fucking bang it out. I'm going to bang out a couple of things. But then I sat here and I had my mic here and everything else. And I'm like, well, now or never to, like, at least update everybody. So, again, folks, I'm sorry I was gone for so long, you know, it's just, like so many things, but like, I'm back. I'm going to try to do this at least once a week. I'm going to see if we're going to see about getting another microphone. I want to keep this one kind of here at home and do one, with me and Xavier at the shop. I wanted to do something with customers, but I got to see if they're willing to do it. I think a lot of people like the idea, but when then you stick a mic in front of their face, they're like, no, I don't want to talk. You know, it's hilarious. So I want to do something with customers and what they're picking up and what they want to talk about. That would be cool, too. And a couple of other things, too. And I'm probably going to put more panels. So I'm going to probably put some of the panels from SuperCon, one of some of the great panel I did at Baltimore, and whatever else this week, a couple of other random recordings that we had going on. And you know, like that, just kind of catch up and fill it up a bit. And hopefully I'll go probably record something with Xavier tomorrow. But again, I got to find the microphone for it or something like that. Let me see what I can do. I'm like looking around right now as I'm doing it. As always, you can find me at fwacata.com, fwacata. Fwacata on almost everything else. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, fwacata. You can always email me, secretmediagroup@gmail.com. And just let me know what's up. Like, let me know what you want to do. If you guys have any ideas, have anything going on, you want to promote something, you want something going on, especially if you're in the Miami area, let me know. If you're a band and you have music, send it to me. You have a zine that you're doing, send it to me. We you know, in the shop, we kept, you know, pick up a lot of cool shit sometimes, all local, and we promote it. You know, that's the whole point. You know, use us as your sounding board. And other than that, that's pretty much it for now. Don't mean to make this fast or quick or out of here, but I gotta move on to the next thing, and my voice is already going out on me. Well, until next time, as always, I'm here. The 1-800 number is somewhere. I know we have it somewhere. I'll find it for you guys. And, you can always call there and leave them a voicemail. There's just so many ways. So, thank you guys so much. Support the podcast. Support the shop. GoblinsHeist.com. The Goblins Heist and Hylia Gardens. Support Creature Entertainment. That's Miami's publisher. CreatureEntertainment.com. We're going to be at Animate this weekend. So, Animate Miami over at the Mac Center Friday through Sunday. I'm going to be doing a panel on Friday night. I think Friday night at 8, which is the IndieCon panel. And no, Saturday night at 8, and that's an indie panel. We're going to make that into a little bit of a party, so just come by. You know, somebody can say, what's a Nubian, and I will flip some shit over. And then on Sunday, we're doing rollout. So at like 1:50, 1:30. If not, pass by our booth there at Animate, and I'll tell you what's up. Let me know you're listening to the podcast. Like that, I don't, you know, feel alone. And that's it. Let me know what's up, guys. That's all for me for now. Later.